So we've now gotten to page 21 of lecture 6, page 21. And we'll use the formulas on the previous page, page 20. And we'll in particular want to see what happens when you have large portfolios, when M tends to infinity. And the second bullet point, that is, we want to look at the variance of the fractional number of defaults. That is, we want to look at the variance of capital N sub M over M. And for the standard usual formula for variance is you take constants outside and square, then they get squared. So the variance of NM over M is the variance NM over M squared. And then if you insert the formulas from the previous page, from the previous slide, into this expression, that is, you replace the variance of NM with the formula on page 20, then you get the expression in the bullet point, the right expression in bullet point 2. And if you look at this, you can see as if you let M be large, then the first term vanishes, because then P bar times 1 minus P bar, that's just a fairly small number, fixed numbers, maybe a fourth or a fifth or something like that. Well, actually less than a fourth. And then if M gets large, then this number divided by M, this number, say, divided by 100 is small. But if you look at the second part in bullet point 2, then the factor before the expression with expectations and so on is M minus 1 divided by M. And so if M is large, this would be, say M is 100, this would be 99 over 100, which is almost exactly equal to 1. So the conclusion is, if M tends to infinity, the first summand vanishes, and the second summand goes to the expectation of P of Z squared minus P bar squared, or, which is the same thing, to the variance of P of Z. So this is the bullet point 3. And going back, just to check that we haven't done something wrong, if P of Z is a constant P, then the last bullet point says that the expectation of P of C squared minus P bar squared is just P squared minus P squared, so it's 0. So in this case, the variance of NM over M goes to 0, as it should. We've already derived it, and it's the weak law of large numbers. So the conclusion from the previous page, the conclusion we have on page 22 of lecture 6, page 22, is that in the mixed binomial model, the law of large numbers does not hold, because the variance of NM over M does not converge to 0, and then NM over M doesn't converge to constant, of course. So NM over M does not converge to a constant, and this, of course, as we've seen, is because the x's are not independent, and the dependence is created by Z. But we do, and the fourth bullet point says, without proof, but it's pretty obvious, that conditionally on Z, then the x's are assumed to be IID, and then the law of large numbers holds, so that for a fixed outcome of Z, then NM over M goes to P of Z as N tends to infinity, M tends to infinity. That's equation 12. So in particular, this implies that the probability that nm over m is less than or equal to x tends to the probability that p of z is less than or equal to x when m tends to infinity. That's formula 13. Page 23, another sort of argument for the same formula. It says that if you use formula 12, what you can do is that you see that the probability of nm over n less than or equal to x given c tends to 0 if p of c is greater than x, and 1 if p of c is less than or equal to x. That's a consequence of the law of large numbers. So what this says in another way in formulas is that formula 14 holds that the probability of nm over m is less than or equal to x given z. This tends to the indicator of the variable p of z is less than or equal to x. That's what the formula above said. This probability tends to zero if p of z is greater than x, that is if the indicator is greater than is equal to zero, and it tends to 1 if p of c is less than or equal to x, that is if the indicator is 1. So we know by the first formula for conditional probability that the probability that nm over m is less than or equal to x is a conditional expectation of the probability that nm over m is less than or equal to x given z. So inserting 14 into this, we get that the probability that nm over m is less than or equal to x just tends to the expectation of the indicator that p of z is less than or equal to x, which is just the probability that p of z is less than or equal to x, which is just a distribution function of p of z taken at the value x. So that's the last formula on page 23. It says that the probability that nm over m is less than or equal to x tends to the distribution function of little p of z. And now something which will be used quite a lot in the exercises and the practical use of these dependent default models, credit risk default models. And that is what we've really seen before, that in a mixed binomial model, the distribution of the fractional number of defaults in the portfolio converges to the distribution of a random variable P of C as m tends to infinity. That is, the probability of nm over m is less than or equal to x tends to the probability that P of C is less than or equal to x when m tends to infinity. And this is called the large portfolio approximation to the distribution of nm over m. And taking a step back, you remember if we knew the distribution of, we were interested in the distribution of Lm, the total amount lost, but the total amount lost was L times Nm. So if we knew the distribution of Nm, then we also know the distribution of the total loss. And of course, approximately knowing the distribution of nm is the same as approximately knowing the distribution of nm over m. So formula 16 gives you approximately the distribution of the total loss, just doing these computations backwards. So this is all we need, except it's a little bit of an approximation. Well, a comment in the bottom, it says that this result says that if P of C has heavy tails, which really here means that it has sizable probabilities of being close to one, then NM over N will also have heavy tails, and this gives a strong default dependence in the portfolio. So page 25, you can read it yourself. It's just an overview of what's going to happen in the in lecture 6, 7, and 8, and it's good to have it. It's an overview. I leave you to look at it. So thanks for now.